The other thing to think about in terms of the pandemic and how it affected pedestrian safety was what you just referred to in terms of, yes, we had less congestion. People were driving less. We knew that, right, in 2020. However, we were still having lots of crashes. And one thing that was happening that we noticed is that speed became a much larger factor in a lot of crashes. Basically, it's because congestion was so much less, people could drive faster, right? They could go through town at a much higher rate than they would have before. And that inherently, especially on local streets, poses a higher risk to pedestrians because that the higher rate at which you would hit a pedestrian, there is a less likelihood of that of the pedestrian surviving that crash.
Again, they don't have the airbags around them.
Yes, exactly.
You mentioned people walking at night being especially vulnerable. Are there any demographic groups that are particularly affected?
Yeah, so from a TxDOT study I did a few years ago, we do know some things about the demographics of the people involved in the pedestrian crashes. We know that they're predominantly in that young 20 to 24-year-old age group. That's usually that's the highest age group that's represented there. Also, we know that it's predominantly men, and that is also true for just crashes in general. We know that men typically are killed at a higher rate than women. And this is mainly attributed to studies that show that men are just more likely to take risks.
Oh, okay.
And so that can be true on both the driver side of this equation, where the drivers are taking more risk when interacting with a pedestrian, but also when that pedestrian's out there walking and what risks are they taking.
For instance, maybe trying to cross at that mid-block location and making a race out of it. It's just that they're more likely to take risks like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what some of the evidence has shown over the years, yes.